Hello, this is Amber and welcome to today's podcast. My website is sacredspacehealing.org, that's sacredspacehealing.org. I am a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner, and my work focuses on core wound healing, life purpose work, one-to-one sessions and intuitive readings. The website again is sacredspacehealing.org. So welcome to today's podcast, which is on the subject of mind programming. Now this is a really big subject, and I've set myself a goal that these podcasts will not last longer than 15 minutes, because sometimes I can tend to ramble on for close to 30 minutes, sometimes longer, and that's a whole lesson in itself. You know, to have that information out there can be a lot to sometimes digest. So this is a soundbite on mind programming. What do I mean by mind programming? We are very, very susceptible creatures. We are easily influenced, and we see this in pack mentality. We've seen this in countless experiments. If you don't believe me, you can try it for yourself. You know, if you were to stand in the middle of the street and stare up at something and point, within a few minutes, people would gather around you and wonder what you were looking at. And if you were to tell them a story, oh, I'm looking at a unicorn flying up in the sky, there's quite a large proportion of people that would probably believe you and start searching for this unicorn up in the sky with you. There's probably a small proportion that wouldn't and that would walk away or, you know, keep to their own trajectory. But we are creatures of a pack mentality, and we're conditioned very easily. We're influenced very easily also by our environment, because we are made up of energy. And because we are made up of energy, because we are made up of this electromagnetic field which surrounds our body, and this electromagnetic field is very sensitive to other energies, other people, other impulses, other stimuli, our environment, the things that we listen to, the weather, the things that we eat, the things that we watch, and so on. So it is very easy to be manipulated. Mind programming, therefore, is a way in which we can be indoctrinated to think, feel, and believe certain things which may not be our own natural innate thoughts. It's well documented. Not only have I seen this in my own healing practice, but just well documented anyway, that if people are listening to predominantly violent music or watching violent films or horror or reading violent books, for example, that they have a greater propensity to act out acts of violence. It's not the only reason why they do it. There might already be something in them that wishes to behave in that way, but there is a greater propensity for it. Similarly, if you were to spend the next 6 months listening to sad music, you know, listening to music about heartbreak, you'd probably get to a point where you believed that love was about loss and heartbreak. So what we ingest affects our emotions and it affects our thoughts. Now, I've said this countless times in podcasts and in sessions, healing sessions, as well as teaching sessions, that it's so important that we're aware of what we're ingesting. So that's not only the subject matter or the theme or the tone of what we're ingesting, but it's also the energetic frequency of what we're ingesting. So if we are predominantly listening to music of a certain frequency, there are frequencies that are elevated and frequencies that make us feel a bit off. If we're listening to music of a certain frequency, it's going to affect our mood. It's going to affect our energetic field. It's going to affect our inner world. If we're watching certain films or TV programs, or we're reading certain books or looking at certain images, it's going to affect us. You have free will. Man has free will. And it has always been our undoing. We are able to choose which we wish to connect with. Do we wish to connect to the light? Do we wish to connect to the darkness? Do we wish to connect to that which is uplifting? Do we wish to connect to that which is less than uplifting? And sometimes we get tricked along the way. So I think our greatest indicator of whether something is good for us, whether something is of a high resonance, is how it makes us feel. I often find that if I'm not a great TV watcher, and I'm not a fiction reader, but I often find that if I was to spend a day, you know, vegging out on the sofa and watching whatever's on TV, by the end of the day, I feel quite brain numb. You know, I feel like there's not much going on in my brain. There's not much kind of going on in my energy field. I sort of feel quite sodden. And alongside that feeling is this feeling that I've experienced life, because I have experienced life through the stories of others. Now, I think storytelling is one of the most powerful ways in which we form community and shift and shape our society. But we have to know what kind of stories are we engaging in. So at the moment, we can see that there is a great trend across our screens in the stories that we're being told, where the majority of stories are incredibly dark. They're about death, murder, rape, abuse. It's the darkness, you know, and we are looking at what lies beneath. We're looking at the darkness of society. So it's no coincidence, really, that we've got that in our storytelling, and our world is in apparent chaos at the moment, and many people's lives are in chaos. So it's hard to not be sucked into what is out there at the moment. But one of our jobs as humans, as a soul having a physical experience on this planet, is that we learn how to transcend our environments and whatever bombardment may be around us, so that we can elevate our energy to that which we wish to experience. Now, you may wish to experience the energies of sadness and fear and rage and anger. And these are some of the lowest emotions that we can feel. You know, on the emotional scale of our energetic frequency, that is the lowest frequency that you can experience. When you're in jealousy, when you're in lust, when you're in anger, these are some of the lowest emotions that you can experience. And therefore, your energetic vibration is at its lowest. But you may wish to choose to experience that through free will, if it is choice. If it is not choice, because the radio just happens to be on in the background, or the TV's just there, or you just happen to do whatever is easiest, then that's a level of programming. That's a level of indoctrination. That's a level of zombiedom. And really, we need to wake up from that. So the higher emotions are when we get to a place of peace, acceptance, equanimity, and then beyond that are those elevated emotions of love and compassion, where we wish to extend those feelings out into the universe, and therefore we create that in our environment. Now, there's a symbiotic relationship between our environment and ourselves, so that we take in what's going on in our environment, and then it affects us and we start to feel that, and then we spew it back out, and then because we've spewed it back out, it bounces back at us. And because everything that is around us in our stratosphere, in our energetic sphere, is a reflection of where we are within, this symbiotic relationship can be incredibly beautiful when we're living in harmony with the planet and our environment in a respectful, loving, generous, compassionate way, but it can be incredibly destructive when we're not. So most people, it's a quite kind of incredible, I notice these days, most people walking down the street, glued to their phones, earplugs in, watching some drama, listening to a piece of music, Wi-Fi and all these kind of things will also have an impact on your energetic field. I have spoken about this before. So we need to be quite careful of how much we're engaging in the frequencies of electronics, because it's going to mess up our frequency, our natural frequency. And we know this because when we get out into nature, we're by the sea, we're in woodland, we suddenly start to feel really good. You know, this is why we now have programs about forest bathing and woodland bathing, and people always tend to feel so much better when they're, you know, out on the beach, or they're camping, or they wake up under the sky, because we're suddenly in resonance with our natural way of being. But when we're in cities and when we're plugged into, you know, Wi-Fi headsets, when we're watching programs and listening to music and we're taking in advertising all around us and stimuli all around us, we are being affected by that which is not our natural way of being. So it is your free will to choose to disconnect from mind programming. And how do you tell if you're being mind programmed? You tell because it's almost like you're behaving on an autopilot. I think anyone that moves through society without questioning the world that we live in and why we have the state of the world that we do right now is probably programmed at a level. I often meet people who say, I can't believe that we have Trump and we have this going on and Brexit, and oh my God, how did we get to this place? And we got here very simply because we were asleep. We are asleep as a consciousness. We allowed this to happen because when you fall asleep, anything can take over. Now, what did we think was going to happen? Did we think that we would fall asleep and autopilot would kick in, and autopilot would be this incredible benevolent force that was going to steer us in the most beautiful direction? No, anything will take over when we fall asleep. And it may not always be the most benevolent force. It's going to be the force that we have given the most power to. And we give the most power to that which we abdicate our power to. And at the moment, we have abdicated our power to lesser emotions like greed, anger, rage, fear, lust, jealousy. These emotions that we are experiencing right now and then having reflected in our media are creating a low vibrational frequency, which is what we're seeing on the planet right now. Therefore, the way to get unplugged is to make sure that you are doing something at least every day that elevates your energetic state to a place of love, peace, and compassion. Now, sometimes it's quite hard to move from anger to love because we're basically being asked to go from one level of the scale to another. But we can move from anger to acceptance, and we can move from acceptance to peace. And so your job is to ensure that you're not residing in those lower emotions, but that you're moving upwards on this scale to places such as peace, acceptance, equanimity, kindness, compassion, love, and so on. But that is your job. There is a multitude of ways in which we can do this. And what often happens is that through ease, we allow ourselves to be programmed. Through ease, we listen to things which aren't particularly inspiring and which we know are generating an emotion in us that, again, feels kind of good temporarily, but ultimately doesn't lead us anywhere. Through ease, we switch on the TV or we go to the cinema and we watch something that everyone else is watching because we want to fit in, because it is uncomfortable for us to say no to things that the mass is doing, or because it's uncomfortable for us to go to that other cinema that's halfway across town that is showing that film that we really want to see that would elevate us. So through ease, we allow ourselves to be programmed. And your job is to ensure that you are making those positive steps in your life to be your own person, to think your own thoughts, to make clear choices. People are now up in arms over Brexit. How did we get here? How did this happen? It happened because the majority of the population was brainwashed into believing that the only way to have a better quality of life was to vote Brexit. Now, the very same people that voted Brexit seemingly have woken up and have said, this isn't what I really wanted. I don't even know why I made that decision. That decision was made because a vast majority of people fell asleep under a sleep spell and behaved on autopilot without actually tapping into their hearts, elevating their consciousness to a higher state of love and compassion and community. Because from those states of love, compassion and community, we would never say the only way for us to survive in the world is for us to retreat and to build walls and prisons and detention centers. We would say that the way for us to experience those emotions to an even greater degree of love, compassion, and kindness and community is through reaching out and learning more about each other and intermingling and creating community and harmony. So we can see that the world that we live in is a direct reflection of how far we have fallen asleep and how much we are programmed at the moment. Waking up and deprogramming is deeply uncomfortable, because you may find that you have to turn your back on the very things that your life is built around. I went through a period of my life where I didn't watch TV for over 5 years, and I didn't miss it. I always had a laptop, and I was always able to watch the films and the programs that I wished to. Even now, I don't watch mainstream television unless there's something that really catches my attention. I don't watch mainstream news. I don't buy into social media retelling of what's happening, because I question everything. Just because I'm told something on social media, just because I'm told something by a bunch of people in front and behind of cameras, doesn't necessarily mean that it's necessarily true. So we can pick and choose the reality that we wish to live in by what we give our attention to. If you want to give your attention to fear and anger and destruction and death. You're just going to create more of that because that becomes part of your frequency. But you can give your attention to things that uplift you. And as they uplift you, they elevate you. And as your consciousness elevates, you start to realize that there is a different way that we can operate in the world, that we can be in harmony with our environment, that we can be loving and kind to each other, to the planet, to animals, to our ecosystem. And through doing, we might well be able to live a fruitful, joyful life. Rather than contracting, we will expand. It's a very deep topic, this mind programming, and there's many, many layers to it. But I plant this seed, and my invitation is to ask you to ask yourself, where are you operating on autopilot? You know, perhaps it's at work, perhaps it's first thing in the morning, perhaps it's with your creativity, perhaps it's in your relationships, but where are you sort of dancing to someone else's tune? And where have you carved out in your life a path that feels uniquely yours? It can never be 100%, right? Because we have to live in the world and we're always going to buy into it. We're always going to buy into the stuff that we want and the clothes that we want to wear and the music that feels really good. Like we'd have to live in a cave somewhere to be completely not influenced by the world. And it's important that we are influenced by the world so that we can create change in the world. But being influenced is not the same as being indoctrinated. Being influenced means that there is a flavor of it that we carry with us, and we pick and choose the flavor that we wish to carry with us. Being indoctrinated means that we can't even think for ourselves. So are you thinking thoughts that are yours, or are you thinking thoughts that are someone else's, that are an institution's? And how institutionalized are you really? These are questions I'm just going to ask. I give no answers at present because the answers lie within you. But I hope that the asking of these questions inspires you to look differently at your reality and at the capabilities that you have within you to create a reality that is far more uplifted than the one that we are experiencing at present. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Please feel free to drop me an email if there's anything that you want to share about your journey of getting deprogrammed. It's amber@sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time, so it is, and so it shall be.